Next, turn on the ultrasound view and use the two-screen display to see both the endoscopic view of the lumen and the corresponding ultrasound image. With the bronchoscope in forward flexion to keep the probe in contact with the airway wall, move it both clockwise and counterclockwise by small angles to identify the substernal thyroid gland. Once this is done, identify the lesion and then move the probe up and down so that its largest diameter is seen.